This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Got locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we've got a call-in number. And we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And one of my heroes on the radio, out of New York City, I used to be able to listen to him at night because it's the signal would travel really far at night. Bob Grant, his real name, Bob Giganti. Well, Bob Grant would say, your influence counts. Use it. And so you can. You can use your influence. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hi, Vince. Is it Monday already?
Hey, you got plenty of notice. I mean, it's not like, hey, John, what are you doing? Look, I'm having problems. You want to come on the air with me? Like, now? You have plenty of notice. Come on. Come on. It's like, 12 hours? Yeah, a whole half a day. Come on.
Sometimes it's tough getting Skype up quick enough to get on with you.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm glad you're here, John. You know, I was looking at the news and just before the broadcast. And so the Missouri police are preparing for a grand jury decision. Now, on August 9th, Darren Wilson, a cop, executed a young man, Michael Brown, shot him multiple times, including in the head. And that was the fatal shot. Well, the community is not too happy, so they're protesting, and the police are responding with tear gas and equipment of war, and so they're waiting for this grand jury decision, which is coming soon. So they spent $250,000, $325,000 in upgrades for civil disobedience equipment. Now, there's a post on the website if you want to look at it, usapreparers.com, page one. And what are they buying? Well, they're buying sticks, and they're buying upgraded helmets and other equipment for civil disobedience. I'm really trying to figure out, even if I were buying $700 hammers, you know, for the government, and $750 toilet seats, how would you spend $325,000 on upgrading helmets? And what happened to the old helmets? And if we're upgrading the sticks, what happened to the old sticks? Do they get sold? Do we get to have secondhand sticks and helmets for our protection, or do they just crush them, or what do they do with them? But they're spending they spent $325,000 in upgrading equipment. Why? They're going to clash. They're going to clash with We the People. And they spent $250,000 of our money just in this St. Louis suburb. $325,000 of our money to clash with us, to beat us up. Now, I've taken some shots from my stance on this. I think it is absolutely our right to protest. And I am delighted to see that we are protesting against the abuses of the government. I'm delighted to see it. Because we need to do it, and we need to do it more. More widespread, more places. And when the government abuses us and beats us up, we need to protest. Now, I'm not saying we need to be violent and we need to loot and steal. No, I'm not saying that. But I think we can protest. But I'll tell you what, the police are getting ready for this. And, you know, I didn't read anything about them buying or obtaining for free from the federal government MRAPs. I didn't read about that, but we'll probably see that in the news, you know, as this unfolds, depending on what the grand jury decides. That's just my take on it. John, do you have any comments?
No, the forensic report is not what the family wanted to see.
Right, right. But, you know, it's kind of like going to court. The judge, the prosecutor, the bailiff, you know, they're all being paid from the same place. And then we think we've got a chance. So the question is, to me, why was Michael Brown shot? Why was he shot? And was there another way? I mean, it seems to me that that tasing is something that happens pretty quickly. Cop says license, registration, get out of your car, get out of your car, get out of your car, boom. Or don't get out of your car, don't get out of your car, boom, and he gets shot with a taser. Whatever happened to tasers? You know? So, John, you've prepared some lessons for us today in class. And if we go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the news tab, we'll be there. So what are we going to learn first?
Why don't we start at the bottom with government smarts?
Okay.
And there's a question mark after that.
Yeah.
Detroit. Don't try to apply logic. One of my favorite terms, talking about government, you know, because I have a computer background. I like to use logic for situations. And when you're dealing with government, if you try to apply logic, you can absolutely drive yourself crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, Detroit is in very serious financial straits.
Yes.
And they're spending almost, or I guess a little bit over $500,000 for 52 new wheelchair ramps at intersections. Now, this isn't Detroit's fault. It's a federal government mandate, and it's being enforced by the courts. But in addition to this, the city still has another 50,000 ramps to go that will cost an estimated $60 million to comply. Now, obviously, you know, the theory is you can go get more tax money from people. Of course, in Detroit, we've got many thousands of people that can't even afford to pay their water bills. And instead of doing something constructive, or maybe this is constructive, constructing ramps.
Well, John, being handicapped is a cross to bear. And there are all kinds of handicaps. And so if we put ourselves in the in that position, you know, none of us would really want to have these serious handicaps where we'd have to wheel around rather than walk around. And then there's hearing impairments and so forth. But, you know, there has to be a balance. And I understand that it would be nice for these ramps to be everywhere. However, these ramps are dangerous for those who are not in a wheelchair because, you know, sidewalks flatten and all of a sudden it ramps down. And, you know, you can, in slippery situations, fall. So there has to be a balance. There really needs to be. But Detroit, from my research over the last couple of years, Detroit is ripping up neighborhoods, demolishing neighborhoods, ripping up power lights, traffic lights. They're ripping up street lights. They're ripping up infrastructure because they can't maintain it. They're bulldozing neighborhoods because they can't maintain the blight that they have. So on one hand, they're bulldozing the city, and on the other hand, they're wasting money on these ramps. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And it just goes to show what we've said over and over again, that government can't get anything right. They can't. Now, there is a balance, but adding, what'd you say, 50,000 more ramps? 50, is that what you said?
50,000 more. And many of these are going into places where it's sparsely populated or where the intersection, where the ramps are, is the only place the sidewalk is.
Yeah. How many engineers do we have to hire to rip up these intersections? Or literally, how many do we have to hire to go? We've got to look at each one. We have to go look at 50,000 intersections. We have to have a meeting about 50,000 intersections. We have to have jackhammers to rip up 50,000 intersections. Four corners. That's unbelievable. And then you have the concrete. Who's going to pay for all the concrete and the forming of the concrete? Wow. And the finishing of the concrete. And then we probably have to paint them yellow so that, you know, those who have sight can see that there's a ramp there. And then we have to maintain all that. Don't we have better things to do? Seriously.
Wow. Well, the next article, we have a university in Chicago that now recognizes video gaming as a varsity sport.
You know, I often think about the guy sitting on the interviewer side of the desk, saying to a young person, "Wow, I see. You know, you're really good at video games. So, like, what is your highest score and in what game? Because this is really important to us here at the corporate level. We want to know how are you within the top 10%? Seriously, how's this happen? So." Chicago University.
Robert Norris
has an
athletic.
They've got an athletic program. That focuses on video games. Do I have this right?
Well, you know, it is rather strenuous. People have died from video games because they'll play it for several days at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to withhold comment because I probably would say something to get me in trouble. John Regan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. If you'd like his book, you can go to TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. You can get it on Amazon. I've got an autographed copy. Maybe if you send him an email, he can get you an autographed copy. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, I'm sitting here in the studio, stunned, absolutely stunned, because there are, according to the publisher of this game, Riot Games Inc., 27 million people play League of Legends each day. How is that possible? How is it possible that we have 27 million people playing a specific game each day? That's roughly 10% of the population of the United States playing this game each day.
Now, that's one of the reasons why television viewing is down.
Well, that and what's worth watching on television? I mean, not that I would be an expert in knowing, but I have seen some series after they've been on television, and I watch them without the commercials. You know, as a DVD set, they circulate around. People drop off DVD sets, and they say, you should take a look at this, or we share them with others. And I've seen some, but there's not much that I can see that's worth watching. A lot of commercials too. But 27 million people playing this game per day is insane. Well, Jeff from Indiana is with us. Jeff, you're on with John Reagan and me. You've got a comment?
Hi, Vincent and John. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome.
I have been following Jesse Ventura. He lives off-grid in Mexico. I don't know if you guys follow him at all, but I just want to suggest He is considering running for president, and I think he needs support, and I think we should support him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I make it a habit never to vote for an incumbent. So I never vote to reelect anyone. And I really don't like supporting the recommendations or the choices provided by the two syndicates, the Republican Crime Syndicate and the Democrat Crime Syndicate. I happen to be an elected representative of the Republican Crime Syndicate. I'm a committee man. Mrs. Finelli is a committee woman in our little hamlet here in Missouri. However, both of us are libertarians. But, you know, it was easy to win the election. No one wants this job. So we ran unopposed. So, you know, by default, we won. But I would like to see, well, there was a guy in Virginia who was in the postcard business. And he produced a postcard that said ABC, anybody but Clinton. And, you know, he really had a point back then. And we really need to have some great candidates. So I would literally rather have anybody run and win than the nominations of the two crime syndicates. So that's my thought on Jesse Ventura. Now, he has some baggage, and but I would rather see him win than others. What are your thoughts, John Reagan?
Well, I believe he takes his oath as seriously as I do about protecting freedoms. However, as I've pointed out before, we don't have a solution to the real problem that we have. And while we do need to stand up and fight against the tyranny, even if we woke up tomorrow morning with God-fearing constitutionalists in all three branches of government, we still cannot stop the financial collapse from coming. So, as nice as it would be to think that we can get back to a better place, we need to be prepared for what's coming.
Yeah. The nice thing about Jesse Ventura, though, is that we might be able to say our president can beat up your president. We might be able to say that. I don't know about if, you know, it'd probably be pretty interesting, Putin versus Ventura. But Putin may actually win. But it'd be nice to have a strong president rather than some guy that carries, you know, a basketball with him or a golf ball with him. But, Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. John Reagan, I'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercial announcements. And, John, what are we going to do next?
We're going to go to the bigger picture.
The bigger picture. You can click on the news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab. That's where we'll be.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. John Reagan, I am at your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I clicked on the news tab. And where do you want to go?
Near the bottom, we have bigger picture. And
yeah.
First up is another hiccup.
Yeah, I'm there.
And
I'm there.
This article is a little bit on the technical side. And I originally posted this in August. I don't think we had a chance to talk about it back then, but I've noticed some of the same internet problems this week that I was having back then, and mm-hmm. Becky is experiencing some of the same things at her office, so I believe we're seeing this rise again. And basically, what's going on is original or earlier Cisco routers had a table. There's a protocol, Border Gateway Protocol, BGP, that allows for 512,000 routes. That's a pretty good sized number, but the internet's grown to the point where that number's not big enough. And those problems we experienced back in August was because the table ran out of room and it caused you to not necessarily do what you wanted to do. You would get pages not found, and that could be particularly frustrating if you're in the middle of placing an order or doing a banking transaction. And it went back to normal. But one of the things that this pointed out is that by October, it's estimated that it will be over 512,000 records for once and for all. And I believe we're hitting that. And the solution is they have to replace routers. Now, because it's not all in one place, there's no telling how long we'll have this problem. So if you're experiencing an internet issue, it may not be the government causing it this time. It may be, you know, people that didn't know that they had a router that needed upgrading.
We're getting calls here at the farm. People are trying to listen to this broadcast, and they can't. People are trying to get to our website, and they can't. They get no results. The website's not found and so forth. So, yes, we're experiencing the same thing you're talking about, John. Calls were coming in yesterday, too, you know, about the same thing that you're talking about. So how do we get to the point where we built, you know, we built it and we didn't consider having a large enough table? How is it that we build roads and we don't plan on more people, you know, the need to widen the roads? Why don't we do it right the first time? We don't seem to be able to do that. So, and it costs so much more to do it the second time. You know, we can't, it seems to me that we can't even paint a bridge for what it used to cost to build the entire bridge, right?
You know, it's part of that nice fascist cycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Where do we go from here?
Killing the market.
Oh, man.
And this is particularly interesting given the business we're in here. Article.
I wouldn't really call it a business, John.
I guess we could call it a non-profit.
I would call it a, you know, if I were being interviewed and someone said, so what do you do for a living? I'd probably say, well, I don't think I do anything for a living. If you want to know what I do for a passion 24 hours a day, I can tell you that. But but for a living, right. This would certainly qualify as non-profit. That is for certain. Okay, so let's talk about it.
But there are people on the radio that do make very good money, and this opinion is entitled The Collective Suicide of Conservative Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And in the talk radio format, the conservative side is the part that's had success. Liberals have tried and not had success. But you'll notice that there are conservative talk radio stations that are closing down or changing formats. And part of that is because of the fees. And I was kind of shocked. This article talks about the talent fee for the Rush Limbaugh show just for the Pittsburgh market for 1 month is $35,000. That's a lot for a radio station to make up with the rest of the broadcast day.
Right. Well, wow. I can talk a little bit about this. And Let's do it. This is one of those things that would get me in trouble, but let's do it. It used to be that radio stations, and let's talk about the 70s, had staff. They would have some secretaries and some engineers and some maintenance staff and some custodians and some salespeople and, you know, the guy who or gal who owned the station. And they'd have some broadcasters, you know, some people who sat behind the microphones. And all of those people would get a paycheck. Well, radio stations figured out that they need to pay for this, and they had commercials, and they would sell, you know, these commercials that would be at the top of the hour, and then pretty soon they were at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, and then they were at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, and at the quarter hour. And then pretty soon it hit 20 minutes per hour. And that wasn't enough. So some radio stations, and they're in the Springfield market, as well as other markets, will charge for programs. So if you listen to the Doctor Hour, the Travel Hour, the Department of Transportation Hour, the Vacation Hour, the Fix Your Car Hour, the Fix Your Home Hour, the Insurance Hour, the Chiropractic Hour, am I leaving anything out? The Cell Phone Hour, the Fix Your Computer Hour. The what was that?
The Video Gaming Hour.
The Video Gaming Hour, okay. You'll find that some of these programs are on once a week. And some are on every other week for 1 hour. And some are on 1 hour per day, Monday through Friday. And then they have the Weekend Warriors. And those guys pay, even the Pet Hour, okay, those guys pay for the programs. They will sit in a studio very much like the one I'm sitting in right in here at my farmhouse in Missouri. Very much like the one John Reagan's sitting in his home in Dallas. And they'll have some equipment, and they will link up to the radio station, and they'll broadcast, or they'll go into the radio station if they don't have the equipment. And they'll sit behind the microphone for 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, or 1 hour a week, or 1 hour every 2 weeks, and they will pay for that. Now, how much do they pay? Sit down, because this is staggering. If you want to have the Insurance Hour, and you want to be on once a week in Springfield, Missouri, open your wallet $400 wide. $400 per hour. If you want to be on 5 days a week, you would get a discount because you would be a regular, you know, and you might get that for $200 an hour. That's $1,000 a week, $52,000 a year. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to cover those expenses somehow, and that means you're going to have to sell commercials. And how much would you charge for commercials? The bottom line is, for many of us in radio, it is impossible for us to be on the air, to research the news, to have our instructors or guests, whatever we happen to call them, sell the advertising, produce the advertising, and have a viable broadcast. It's darn near impossible to do that and make money. So the way you do it is you expand your affiliates and you add more and more radio stations that cost more and more money. So each time you do that, you're adding another $100 per hour per radio station. It's tough. And there are only a few who can actually do it. John, have I said anything that you disagree with?
No, but there's another aspect to this.
And that's agreed?
Besides that, it's when you have all these advertisers, now you have to be careful about what you broadcast so that you don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one day, I don't know if you heard that broadcast, when Norm Shealy and I were in Springfield, Missouri, we were on a local radio station. It was and Norm Shealy broadcast 1 hour per week. I believe it's on Thursdays in Springfield, Missouri. And then he broadcast 2 hours a week on Wednesday at USA Prepares on GCN with us. And one day, he and I were in Springfield, and we were talking about food, and we were talking about food additives. And I just went down this list, and it was pages long, and there were brand names. And we named the brands, we named the products, and we named the food additives. We threw overboard at least 15 potential sponsors in that 1 hour. So there's no way that those food companies, you know, I'm talking about Kraft and General Mills and so forth, would ever sponsor USA Prepares based on what we said during that 1 hour. And then when Norm and I first started, we talked about McDonald's. And I can hear him clearly in my mind. Dr. Sheely, what do you think about McDonald's? Poison! So McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, you know, all of them, they're not potential sponsors. And if you notice, the types of broadcasting that we do and others like us do, we don't have those sponsors because they don't want anything to do with us, and of course, vice versa. And John, let's talk about individual greed a little bit with some of the local radio stations. Not all, but some, who are just charging so much money that they're destroying the listening audience. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
got your
take?
When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, yeah, I think you hit one of my buttons. And so during the break, I typed in Rush Limbaugh, and I was looking at some of the pictures of the images of Rush Limbaugh. And there's one on the Internet. And there he is in his studio, and it's got this great big electrified sign behind him. It says, you know, EIB, Rush Limbaugh. His chair has got gold lettering on it in the, you know, seat back of his chair, EIB. And then he's got a gold microphone. It kind of looks like the same microphone I'm using, except his is gold-plated. It's an electro voice microphone. And in the background, there's an American flag with the gold fringe. Wow. Okay, well, I don't have any American flags with gold fringe. I have American flags, but none with gold fringe. So, anyway, I used to broadcast on the same radio station as Rush Limbaugh, and I was on for 1 hour per week, and they let me go. They did not renew my contract after 2 years, and the owner of the station, who will remain nameless, would see me in the hallway, and he would say, "Vincent, who are you mad at this week?" And I go, "Well, I'm really not mad at anybody." And it's like, you know, whose phone number are you giving out? Who are you picking on? And one day he said to me, "Vincent, they say you don't have the passion in your voice that you used to have." And I said to him, "Well, what makes you say that?" He said, "Well, you just don't have that fire." I said, "How would you know? You don't even listen to me." And he said, "Well, you're right. But that's what I hear." So, I mean, those are the kinds of things that you hear when you work at, you know, these stations. Now, did they pay me? No. Did I pay them? Yes. I had to pay them over $20,000 a year to broadcast on that radio station. So is it possible to make money? Yeah, if you own the station. Is it possible to make it as a broadcaster? Yeah, but, you know, maybe two or three or five broadcasters actually make money, but the rest of us don't. And so one day he asked me, he said, "Are you making any money?" And I said, "No." He said, "What are you doing it for?" And I said, "Well, I'm passionate about this information. I want to educate our listeners." And he said, "Vincent, if I had a good sales staff, I could sell a show with monkeys fornicating." And I said, "Well, I'm not interested." And so with that attitude, he has successfully driven down his radio station, which was number one in the market, to last place. Last place. If you look it up, you'll see that in the ratings, it's dead last. So, why? Because radio station owners, I'm not specifically talking about him, but some radio station owners will do anything they can to earn a dollar, or to get a dollar, I should say. And good programming may not be in that equation. And in the long run, if you don't have good programming, people will tune you out. Absolutely, for sure. John Reagan, your thoughts?
I tell you, that takes talent to go from number one to the other number one.
Well, this guy's an accountant. He's an accountant, and he looks at numbers, 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 and he measures by numbers, and dollars are the numbers he looks at. So he sells his programming. He charges for his programming. He charges so much that only people who can afford to use the radio waves as an infomercial can afford to pay for it. So he has turned a broadcast medium into an infomercial station, in my opinion. And by doing that, his ratings have plummeted. So you can't run infomercials and have people listen to them, because you really have to be bored to listen to nonstop infomercials. Just my opinion. Yeah, I'll probably get sued over this one. John Reagan and I will be back right after top of the hour. News and commercial announcements. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I'll compose myself and we'll be back.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.